Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content there if you would like. You can submit different things you find online, and other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you have suggested. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive as we continue with you and your thoughts. Chris, listening in Kentucky to Bowling in Bowling Green. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening. What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
I was actually calling in to talk about this video that purportedly shows four Marines desecrating dead Afghani bodies. I don't know if you guys have seen the video yet.
Oh, God, no. I'd heard about it, and I have not seen it.
I've heard about it, though.
Have you seen this?
I saw a capture of it.
So they were urinating on corpses, is that correct? The U.S. Marines?
Yeah, I reluctantly watched the video just to get the whole picture. And, yeah, that's pretty much what it's showing.
Sounds awful.
I'm a veteran. You know, I went to Iraq for a year, you know, and, you know, a lot of people would think that, or I've been told that I'm in a really good position to be able to talk about these kind of issues because, you know, I've been there, I've done that kind of thing, you know. And I'm just going to go out and say it. Those four Marines and people like them, that's the reason why they hate us.
That's the reason why what?
They hate us.
That's the reason why they hate us.
Ah, yes.
You know, the people in the Middle East, you know, around the world, they don't hate us for our freedoms. They don't hate us because we, you know, live in a quasi-capitalist society. They hate us because of our disrespect, you know, for other people.
Mm.
And
well, of course, when you say that, you mean the visible disrespect by people who are not us, because I don't disrespect other people like that, and I don't think you guys do either.
Yeah, I think the arrogance, the disrespect, and at the core, you know, the United States government, they don't even believe that their own numbers or Social Security numbers or people are actually, you know, individual sovereign people. They own them. You know, they own you and the product of whatever you produce, your labors, your time. They own that too.
I'd say that there's to some extent a problem with. Sort of, I believe that institutions have sort of philosophies themselves, that they evolve over time, and that those conversations exist in those institutions, you know, throughout the older the institution, the longer the conversation inside of it. And I think that the military is a really old organization, because the fact is that even the guys that started the United States military were in, you know, the English militia, and then of course there was German and French influences and stuff like that. So I mean, really, the military is something that's thousands of years old, not even a couple of hundred here in the United States. And I get, like, to me, so the conversations are, you know, we're an army, and then the new conversation is essentially we use the military as the world's police force. And the peeing on of bodies by policemen would be obviously a terrible, terrible thing to do, because they're there to serve the public. Whereas a military, to some extent, I mean, this is sort of an older conversation that's contained within the military, is, you know, like, if you employ an army, you are releasing a band of killers, and that's what you want them to do. So I think that if a military is employed properly, I don't have any problem with them peeing on the bodies of the people that they are conquering and killing, because those people would have aggressed already against whatever you know, people that the military is supposed to be protecting. However, since they're employed in a fashion that they shouldn't be, since you're sending in, you know,
a pest
exterminator to be a clown at a kid's party.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, that sounds really callous to say that even if the military were being, like, let's say that the military were being used for defensive purposes, which, of course, they haven't been in my lifetime.
If I could just jump in here, I mean, when I was in Iraq, you know, I guess you could say that just by virtue of me being there, that that was an aggressive action. But with that being said, I am at least proud to say that I never fired one offensive shot while I was there. Most of my time in Iraq, I was spent, patrolling supply routes. And every single time I ever had to discharge my weapon, it was against people who had ambushed us or ambushed a convoy on the supply route. And, I mean, Mark, I would have never thought to do anything like this to anybody that I had fired my weapon upon.
Yeah, I think that's kind of sick, Mark, to say that it's all right to just urinate on somebody's corpse.
If I was in a firefight with an opposing side that I considered to be equals and and bad for whatever reason, and that's kind of what the other guy is, the bad guy, and they had harmed, say, some of my friends or something like that, and we had had a hard fought win against those guys, I can see something like this occurring. However, what I see is a conquering nation desecrating nations that largely haven't done anything to them, enforcing rule upon them that they haven't asked for and don't want.
Well, Mark, you're missing a big point of the Army and the military overall. At least what I got when I was in was the idea of a professional soldier, mm-hmm. of someone who is a professional at taking care of a specific task, and professionals in any sort of field across the private, public, whatever marketplace, they are expected to be professionals, and professionals have a certain behavior expected of them, a certain ethics or a certain code of conduct.
Which doesn't include whipping out your penis and urinating all over corpses.
No, I mean, there are certain things you just don't do because, well, that's just wrong. That's not what a professional would do. And it has nothing to do with whether you conquered someone or anything. It simply has to do with how you hold yourself as an individual. And if you can project this sort of this air of professionalism, which grants legitimacy and sort of
killing with detachment.
Well, it's like if a soldier had to defend a position here within the borders of the United States, everything's justifiable. Then yes, he's going to have to do a very good job at killing. The thing. But it's like he can still be a good at conducting his job and not be a jerk.
You can still recognize that that guy that you killed is a human being, and maybe he made a mistake following the orders, but you're also following orders, too.
When I do my job well, I'm excited about that. When I watch a football player on the field make a play, and he's excited about having made the play.
You're missing it completely. Here's the point, Mark, because what happens is...
You're a veteran, by the way, people
know
that.
Well, the soldier's going to come home, and he's going to have to be a civilian again.
Sure.
Once things are done.
Yes.
And do you want these kind of individuals working next to you in the workplace that this guy, I had no problem killing, and it wasn't a big deal pissing on him and taking his body parts and making a necklace out of his ears? I mean, do you really want that kind of person in your society?
I don't. I think that this...
You said it was all right, though.
No, I didn't say it was all right.
I'm pretty sure you said it was all right.
A scenario. Sure. Here, where I get why soldiers would celebrate a win.
I don't get that. I mean, I understand maybe, a pat on the back and say, hey, good job, we did our job and kind of thing. Maybe a little bit of a celebration, with each other. But I mean, because I've been there, I've done that. But I mean, this goes beyond just basic decency. Well,
this is not decent. This is not decent because of the employment of the military, but, to some extent...
It's generally not decent when you urinate on another human being's body. I mean, that's generally not decent.
At that point, you're dealing
under
with...
any circumstance.
I get where you guys are coming from. I think a lot of people love the idea of the detached soldier that can kill and then not have any kind of emotional release afterwards. But, I mean, the military is a band of paid killers.
Sure.
And, I mean, when you release them, you want them to act that way, right?
Well, no. I mean, if I'm on
the expectation that they would not act that way seems crazy.
Well, the paid killers don't have to urinate on the bodies of the people that they killed. I don't think it's okay that the people are over there or anything like that. But if you're hiring someone to do a job that includes killing, it doesn't include disrespecting and it doesn't include filth. And that's what, that's adding to the job. It's not necessary. And I'm with you, Chris. I thank you for the call tonight and appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. I mean, why didn't they just go ahead and have a circle jerk while they were at it?
I don't know. I'm not defending the behavior of these people.
855-453. It's Free Talk Live. It sounded like it.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site there on the house, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program shrine.freetalklive.com.
We here on Free Talk Live talk about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin all the time. If you need to find out more about Bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org. However, obtaining them for some folks has been tricky up till now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. I've used crypto exchange, did it very recently, and it's fast as you know, getting an order on the internet, going to a local bank, giving them some money, and you know, it shows up online. So you know, I would say that it's true. It's fast and safe. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. I used it. All you have to do is visit their website, click on the live support link at the top, see the crypto exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's the easiest way to get to crypto exchange. It's crypto exchange, and their banner is at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our number again, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And lest anyone think that Mark is being somewhat reasonable on this topic, again, previously denying that he said it was okay, JJ, did he not reaffirm during the break that he was completely okay with soldiers who are defending a piece of property from aggressors, urinating on corpses, and even cutting up body parts and making necklaces from them?
I think Mark would you can answer that question, can you, Mark?
Didn't you hear him say he was
what
okay
I'm
with that?
Trying to say, Ian, is when you get into the unpleasant situation of having to defend yourself. Now, I'm not going to defend any of the United States wars up until now in this circumstance. However, if in the imaginary situation where, say, I have to defend my home of, you know, New Hampshire against invading forces or whatever, yes, what I want on my side is a bunch of rabid killers, because I believe they'll do what it takes. I don't want people that are going to sit down and think about whether or not this is an appropriate time for the rules of engagement against the enemy. I want people that are ready to kill in that circumstance. When somebody participates in the very animal act of killing another, then I would expect very animal, visceral, and base responses from those people.
And it's okay.
What these men did is not okay, because what these men did is aggressive.
In the circumstance of defending.
In the circumstance of defending, it is what I said is I don't care.
If you don't care, that means you think it's okay.
I don't care.
You're willing to tolerate urinating on corpses. You're willing to tolerate. You would not speak out against it, is what you're saying.
As far as I'm concerned, if people who are aggressively invading a piece of country and murdering its civilians, I don't care what happens to them one bit, not one iota. I don't think
there is anything such as civil conduct in war. You don't think about you don't think it's okay. So when defending one's own property or whatever, you think it's well within the person's rights to defile the corpse of the aggressor in whatever manner.
If you're defending
possible.
Your property, then you're going to have to deal with the police afterwards, and you don't want to mess with evidence.
You're dodging the question, but that's fine. I think it's pretty clear what you think at this point.
If it's them or me and they're the bad guys, I don't care what my team does to them.
Right, so you don't care how base the people on your side look, how depraved they act. That doesn't matter to you.
As long as they don't aggress against somebody else.
So raping the corpse, that'd be okay too?
Look, man, is this happening?
Wow.
Maybe.
Where?
Wouldn't surprise me. We've already got urinating on corpses. There's just no video of someone raping a corpse.
All my concern is defending innocence in that circumstance. Okay. It's not defending the guilty.
I just want to make sure we're clear. Mark is okay with cutting up body parts off of corpses of aggressors and stringing them around your neck.
It's okay with you.
What's not okay
with me is having you on my side.
I understand why you don't know how well I can shoot. But anyway,
seen you shoot.
So
before.
It's interesting that you wouldn't speak out against any of this behavior. You would just, and I guess it would make sense. You don't want them to
behavior?
Slaughter you. I mean, you don't want these psychos to turn around and slaughter you. You'd probably be good.
Which
not
behavior
to say anything
are you referring to?
The urination on corpses / cutting the body parts up in a necklace.
This is the fictitious situation, not the news story, right?
Correct. Yeah. In your scenario,
I've got nothing to say about people that have not aggressed against other people. I've got nothing to say about them.
It's a very interesting scenario.
Really unlikely.
I personally would like, you know, I understand what you're saying as far as you want individuals who, getting not to the urination part or the filth part, because I think that's crazy, whatever, but you want individuals that are very passionate about defending and you know, taking out the enemy, if you will, if they have to in a defensive circumstance. You want them to be killers, that I'm going to get the job done and, you know, do whatever it takes to get the job done.
To some extent, I believe that a person's passionate about their work is going to be better at their work.
I think it's a
despicable line of
passion?
Work.
I mean, to call it passion, to urinate on a corpse, to defile a corpse. And
what?
Oh, so you do have an opinion about it. What? Oh, so it is sick.
I think it's... look, man.
But you wouldn't
speak out. Killing is a sickness.
Right, but you wouldn't speak out.
The state of mind in which you have to be to participate in this is absolutely a sickness. If you're going to do this, like the land of philosophers is overrun by the land of barbarians because the barbarians
okay
are willing to
sick?
Do what it takes.
Is it okay or is it sick?
It's both of those.
Okay, no, it's sick and it's not okay. In fact, if you look at, look at American Indians and how they respected the animals that they were killing.
Didn't they scalp their enemies?
Some of them did scalp their enemies.
Was
that
sick
true.
And not okay?
I think that's not okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
and do you really know that American Indians actually respected these animals, or do you think they just slaughtered the buffalo to near extinction and would have actually slaughtered the buffalo to extinction? And as a matter of fact, the moa was hunted to extinction on Polynesian islands. I don't think you know flying crap about what American Indians did to animals.
I think for the TV version of what an
American Indian is, that, yeah, I get what you're coming
no,
from.
I don't
that
think
they,
it's a TV
they
version.
They whisper to the animal as they slit its throat about how it's going to feed their
that's
family
real
and
for,
stuff.
That's
cute.
Real for some Indians. I mean, I'm not going to say that's with all the Indians.
I wouldn't claim to know anything about it.
I've read books about that. And, okay. You know, while I was in jail, that was one of the books that I read about Indians and
spirituality.
I think spirituality
that to some extent it's a sanitized version of what American Indians might have been like.
Well, the guy was, you know, a real-life person that was talking about that. So, again, it wasn't a TV movie or anything like that.
It's a way to look at killing. That's great. And I think, it sounds like a better way to look at killing.
Good.
Awesome.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad that, you know, it's just a little disturbing, the things you've said here tonight, and I just wanted to make sure we were clear on it.
What am I talking
to Barry, listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, to WNMT. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark. He's really sick.
Yeah, hey. Hey, guys, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what can I do?
I'm sorry for Mark. I just like
what
to apologize.
What can I do?
Though.
What can I do but to come in here and you know, maybe disagree with Mark, because, you know, obviously I feel it'd be my duty to... Maybe I'm an idealist, but I think you can have soldiers who don't cross a certain line, and I think, you know, who do we want to do these things? We want, first of all, people who will take an oath, you know, to the Constitution and to just the basic understanding of the rules and laws of war. There are such a thing. There used to be. And there used to be honor in that.
Whoa. You don't think the guys in World War One and World War Two participated in activities like this and it just wasn't caught on camcorder?
I know. I'm not thinking of that. I guarantee that what you're speaking of, things like that happen.
Hang on, Barry. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Stick with us. More with Barry. Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up absolutely anything. I think we've proven that tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Should we call you Hannibal? 1-855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything you want, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there. News updates included. You get emailed updates on what Free Talk Live is doing, the latest information about the show, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. In fact, I sent out an update today over at news.freetalklive.com informing those of you who are our internet listeners that we had been on locally in Sarasota, Florida, which is Mark and I's hometown area, on WSRQ out there this afternoon on Susan's show in the afternoon. Susan is
in the drive.
That's right, afternoon drive. She's the owner of the radio station, great entrepreneur, picked up a local independent station and is running an awesome radio station out there, FM Talk and AM. WSRQ airs the show six nights per week, so it's great to be on locally during afternoon drive. And, of course, you can download that over at publicity.freetalklive.com. That's where we kind of post the different interviews that we do on other people's shows or newspaper articles or whatever other sort of publicity events that that we have happen to us, because some people are interested in that. Publicity.freetalklive.com.
If some kind of emergency does happen, whether it's an aggressive war in your state, or unemployment, or food shortages, natural disasters, inflation, where food prices run out of control, you need to have some food stored up for your family. WiseFoodStorage.com can make that happen, can make it happen at rates that are very competitive. And many of the food stored foods out there don't have meat in them. And I think it's important to know that WiseFoodStorage.com has freeze-dried meat. It's an important distinction. They come in individual metal Mylar pouches that you just add water to cook. Hot water will make them cook faster, and they'll be a little better to eat. But in certain circumstances, all you got is cold water. Lots of different flavors. They carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in plastic totes that make them easy to stack and save for whatever emergency. Put them in your garage, put them in your basement, wherever you need to. You visit WiseFoodStorage.com. Get a free entree sample. Try them out. See if you like them. I think you will. I certainly did. Limited time offer. You can use promo code FTL to also get no cost shipping on any order. So use the promo code FTL to get a free sample or free and or free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. Promo code FTL, wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Barry is still waiting back on WNMT up in northern Minnesota, listening in Grand Rapids. Barry, you're back on Free Talk Live. I want to make sure you have time to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Yeah, and okay, so when I say that there used to be honor in these things, obviously I mean for some.
Yeah, but, I would say that there's some.
Yeah, and idealism aside, so even if you can't, obviously you can't hold everybody to the standard, you must aspire to that standard, and you must aspire to teach that standard, or you will, you know, you will face absolute ruin, which is where we're going now, you know, when we have these things not only being done but codified. You know, the NDAA is making, you know, bad things just on paper okay. And we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and it's up to the warriors to do that, you know. It's up to them to understand what's humane and what's not, you know, what's war and what actually crosses that line. And when you say things happen in World War II, yes, and I don't condone that, and I don't condone anything like in the Civil War. The North, you know, on record, burnt down towns and raped and pillaged and, you know.
Yep. Vietnam.
Obviously, there's no excuses. Like, in Vietnam, there's no excuses that can be made for any of that. And, so, but, you know, part of that is not holding them to that standard, or someone, you know, letting that standard go.
To me, war is, these things happening as war, in war are unsurprising and unmoving. If the war, but I think that wars have been, the United States has participated in far too many of them. If there were this incredibly rare occurrence that was started over some, you know, sort of terrible, egregious act, then I would be much less likely to have a problem with these things. I have a problem with what occurred in Afghanistan because I don't think that those troops belong in Afghanistan in the first place. And this is what creates the ill will in these places. However, I don't have this belief that a 19-year-old kid that you put a, you know, an automatic weapon in their hand is going to necessarily conduct themselves to the level of professional, dispassionate professional killer that we might very well want them to aspire to.
I think that's probably a realistic thing to say, Mark, because, you know, young people are less mature than
and
their older counterparts.
That's why I say I don't care. And, by the way, young people are far better soldiers than old people because they can hoof the stuff on their back.
But
they can carry those things. They can do all the things that it takes.
That you shouldn't care.
Well, it's also the dehumanizing factor of being in the military and how they make you view your enemies so that you don't have a problem killing them, obviously. But unfortunately, with the way the military and the state is these days, who knows where the military is going to be pointed at next? And domestically, it doesn't even seem unlikely that it could occur there. So, do you really want that sort of weapon used against domestic targets? It's no, of course, no one wants that. It's,
Barry, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, there's just the danger of not letting or of it not moving you anymore. Even with all the bad that's happened, the layer upon layer of trouble we're in, you can't just. It moves me. I'll just put it that way.
Which one is it? What is it?
You're just saying that these atrocities and war and these things that happen, they don't necessarily move you anymore.
Well, they would move me. They move me because I believe the wars to be unjust. I don't.
Well,
I haven't been able to.
Individual acts themselves, though, in themselves, when I hear about them, they do move me.
They move me too.
Yeah,
because
I just wanted to make that clear. Hopefully, okay. We don't get that numb. You know, that just because the war is wrong, we don't forget that there are other things being done very wrong inside of it. Of course, you understand that.
Thank you, Barry. I certainly do. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live, the NJJ and Mark. Frank, I hear you listening on some other device, and that is usually not a good way to do.
As many calls as you've made, Frank, you should know that.
And you should know better than to take hits off of your vaporizer while you're on the air. People
should
hear that stuff, Mark.
Wow.
You can hear it in his mouth. You can hear the vapor blocking his voice from getting to the
microphone.
It does
sound like that, yeah.
So, bad boy. Frank.
I think he's taking a nap.
Frank, going once.
Go to the
Frank,
bathroom.
Going twice. I'll put him back on hold. Maybe he'll check back in here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, since we're talking about international things, news out of North Korea. As you know, Kim Jong-il died recently, and his son, Kim Jong-un, I believe.
Un?
Yeah.
Un.
Kim Jong-un, his son, has taken over, but it's not just a dear leader thing necessarily in this way. He's also ruling with the military, so it's more of a panel ruler situation, multiple.
What's happened over time is the grandfather, Kim Jong something or other, the name's getting confusing.
Kim Il-sung or something.
Yeah, Kim Il-sung. Yeah, that sounds right. He was much more of a dictator than Kim Jong-il. And, you know, the military has increased in its power and the dictator has decreased over the sort of the generations.
So, not to talk about the political aspects of that, but there's news from, let's see, pic.tv. North Korean citizens who did not take part in mourning ceremonies for the country's late leader Kim Jong-il are facing up to 6 months in labor camps. According to Interfax, according to South Korean media sources, people's courts have taken place all over the country starting December 29th to condemn those who did not show enough emotion after the death of great leader Kim Jong-il. The people's court hearings were reportedly over by January 8th. The behavior of those who criticized the three-generation principle of ruling the country was also a matter of discussion during the court meetings. It was reported that calendars were fully taken out of stores because the date of death of the late Kim Jong-il was not marked in them. So the 2012 calendars have been removed, and they will be updating those calendars.
All of them?
Now. Yes.
Okay.
Kim Jong-il.
So, somebody's idea of what was important and an important use of time and energy was, let's get every calendar in the country and take it and mark the death of our dear leader on it, and
that's right.
Then we can put them back in place.
And if it was decided by these panels that you did not show the appropriate amount of sadness for the passing of Kim Jong-il, which is likely means you were snitched out by your neighbors.
Sounds that way.
Then you would be subject to going to the labor camps. And that doesn't sound like much fun, because it's probably not much fun to do regular labor in North Korea,
right?
Because they're living in the Stone Age. But to be forced to some sort of labor camp, that sounds awful. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. That toll-free number is 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there on that page. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So it's still Amazon, still the same great selection and service, and huge selection, by the way. Dozens of categories, probably millions of items. I don't even know. I mean, it's just a tremendous website. You can even order used items through Amazon. And, of course, if you're ordering brand new, in a lot of cases, you're going to get free Super Saver shipping. So it's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just starting through our portal, so Amazon knows to send us a cut of the sale. Start over at shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a company that can handle that for you. Their principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live. And you can support Free Talk Live by supporting SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
We're going to try Frank one more time here in New York. Frank, you're back on. Are you working now? Hello.
Yes, hello.
Okay, Frank, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing this evening?
Super.
Yeah,
I wanted
to make two brief comments. The first regarding Ayn Rand's objectivity in philosophy. Philosophy really can't be, you know, defined in one sentence. I think if we look at Jürgen Habermas's the justification application, we realize that there are many applications that are dependent upon context, be they ethical, political, intellectual, theological. We can go on and on with the different isms, and ideological as well. So we have to be acutely aware of that and mindfully aware that often philosophy, all the great ideas, in a sense, have been thought and defined long before us and the philosophers. It's sort of like an organic form that just keeps growing and expanding and, you know, taking in ideas, and the scholars or the philosophers integrate different discourses, and it goes on and on. And right now, philosophy is, you know, quite expansive. It can involve a philosophy of science, can involve a philosophy of ethics. It can be classical philosophy. It can be medieval, Thomistic philosophy. You know, it can be 20th century critical theory of the Frankfurt School. It can be pragmatism. We can go back to Montesquieu and Locke and Jeremy Bentham and sort of look at Enlightenment rationality. And it's really quite open-ended. So we have to be mindfully aware of that when we discuss philosophy. And I thought your caller was very good. I found that to be quite stimulating. And your responses as well was a very interesting discourse on Free Talk Live. But the point I wanted to mention, now that's been discussed, I wanted to mention that I think it's terrible that the United States military is urinating on dead Afghan Taliban fighters. Not only was the invasion of Afghanistan illegal under international law and American law, but Afghanistan, as we now know, had nothing to do with 9/11, which was the justification to go in there and to destroy the culture that, in a sense, the United States 20 years earlier had covertly financed the Taliban and the Mujahideen to fight the Soviets when they were in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a sense, it's also very stupid in the sense that it will actually inflame the flames of hatred between, let's say, the United States or the Western military and the Islamic people in their home
land. Well, these guys aren't hired for their brains.
It'll certainly do that.
Really,
there's no doubt
tragic.
About that.
That's really quite tragic, and it has a tremendous effect on the United States perceptions right now in the world, which are very poor, and the fact that if the United States is an illegal nation doing criminal acts under military law, it's quite tragic, and it shows that really what was once a very interesting tradition regarding being a good neighbor and a good citizen in the world community, we have become really right now, and I don't mean you or myself, but I'm talking about the military and our government, we have become Nazis, in a sense, with wars of, preemptive wars.
Right, but they'll never admit that they're behaving like Nazis.
And I've said enough probably, but the point is it's terrible to have done that, and it's also criminal under international law and the Geneva Convention.
Wouldn't you also agree that it's wrong to defile another human being's body under any circumstances?
Absolutely.
Thank you for that, Frank.
I would definitely say that, and it goes back to a very sort of evil, primitive urge that is apparently being embraced right now. And it's tragic, and what is the reason for it? I mean, it shows that maybe the soldiers are given drugs when they're going over there to be wiped out, to wipe out people, to be very brutal. And I read an interesting statistic in the British press. They estimate over 250,000 returning veterans from the current wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Libya, wherever we're going and doing these terrible things, will be committing suicide within 5 years.
How many?
To return to the United States, about
huge
a quarter
number.
Of a million.
Did you say 200,000?
200,000, almost a quarter of a million. That's what the Defense
huge.
Department's projecting.
Thank you,
and
Frank, for the call tonight, as always.
I
appreciate hearing from you, sir. Thank you. Very well educated.
I think that
man,
the use of the term Nazi in that case diminishes the conversation for a lot of people. I think that the fact is that Afghanistan has been been essentially occupied by a Western power since the 1930s.
I think it's much broader than Afghanistan, though. I mean, checkpoints, loss of due process, habeas corpus, illegal searches and seizures. I mean, the secret lists of no flights.
Right, but it's not fascist when they do it here. It's,
no, but the correlation to Nazi is very valid in that sense. That,
it is.
Yes, if you take some
the first
of these,
thing that people think when they think Nazis, though, is gassed Jews. And, it, you know, we're not...
It's easy for them to blow it off, but I think J.J. and Frank are correct that it is an accurate assessment.
I think that a lot of countries besides the Nazis have committed this level of tyranny in the area of imperialism, and this is imperialism. Nazis would be imperialists, frankly, not even very successful at it.
So, what's a good imperialistic metaphor to use?
Just imperialism.
So there's no former culture or nation that did the same thing that we're doing. they are doing now.
The British Empire, frankly, was quite good at doing just this.
So we're going to continue here. Also, on the way in this this program tonight, if we get the chance, Mark, you're going to be telling us about some of the things high school students don't know. But first, I want to jump into a couple of emails here. This one actually came in a little while back, Mark. You had said that it's a bad idea, in your opinion, to crack a window when the police pull you over and only speak to the police through the window that has been cracked. You
believe that it can certainly escalate the situation unneeded. It can be an unneeded escalation.
Well, a young lady listener of the show emails in. She says she got pulled over on the way to, actually she was visiting the Keene area recently, and she says, I was stressed out because I've recently gone over previous traffic stops in my head and hadn't really been sure what I would do differently in similar future encounters. I wanted things to go as smoothly as possible, so I pulled over, turned on my hazard lights, turned off my engine, and turned on my dome light so he could see into my car and have less fear for his own safety. For the first time ever, I only opened my window about 3 inches. I had my license ready when he walked up. He was friendly, aside from the implicit threats that are standard with any traffic stop, and ended up giving me a warning in writing. I've never gotten one of those before, she says. Even though I dodged a question of his about where I was going, I was busy finding my registration and turning that over to him. He asked again and suggested a possible answer. Headed back to college? And I vaguely said I was on my way to visit a friend. While I felt I wasn't as open or forthcoming with information as I've been at past traffic stops, perhaps it was my friendly tone. I'm sorry, I didn't realize, she would say, in response to his claim of 53 and a 35, which could mean that I didn't realize I was going 53, or could mean I didn't realize the limit was 35. My obvious lack of intoxication or my turning on the dome light is a courtesy to him, but I think this was probably the most positive experience I've ever had at a traffic stop, and she had this positive experience while still only cracking her window 3 inches down.
I think it's very interesting, and I think that to some extent what she's saying is true. First off, I think she gets a bit of a nod for being a woman, right? In this culture...
That does tend to help.
In this culture, it's expected that women will be in a little bit of more fear for their safety than men will. And, I can kind of see why the cop might have chosen, based on her gender, not to pursue that in any way. And I think the dome light and, putting your hands where you can see them, putting them over hazard lights. It sounds, for all the world, like this girl's dad told her exactly what to do in one of these circumstances, and she was trying to be a good citizen by doing just that, and then the cop sees all these things and says, well, this is a good kid, I'll give her a warning. That's how it all shows up for me as I hear the story.
The point of the story, though, is to, rebut the idea that it's always a bad idea to do this, or that it could be a bad idea.
I don't believe always.
You never know
is a very
who you're dealing
term.
With when it comes to the cop. Anytime you could be dealing with a rogue cop who'll do whatever, yank your door open, pull you out of the car, and in those cases, cracking window isn't going to stop him. So 855-453 is the number. It's just one person's experience for what it's worth. More coming up here. You can bring up anything you want. Hour 3 is next. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.